Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto talking to you from Dallas, Texas, February 26. We have a gorgeous day, absolutely lovely day here in Dallas, although it was very windy early this morning, and it's getting a little chilly. I mean, yesterday, just to give you an example of how crazy the weather can be around here, yesterday, Monday, like around 1 o'clock, it was windy, and it felt really warm. I think it got to like 70. And then it dropped last night quite a bit, and it was like maybe 50 this morning. And it's just been crazy like that. So anyway, as they say, if you don't, you know, there's a saying, somebody told me this when I moved to Texas. They say, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. Well, that's exactly right. That's the way it is around here. The weather is always changing. Let me talk a little bit about this rather amazing day. Of course, tonight we have the very big, famous debate between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and I've got a few things that I want to say about that. But before I do, let me touch a little bit on the Republican situation, because you know, the John McCain campaign against Huckabee is pretty much over. I think he's got like 110 delegates to go, so probably on Tuesday he will officially clinch it, and then maybe Huckabee will finally get out of the race. And by the way, I got to give it to Mike Huckabee. He was absolutely hilarious on Saturday Night Live. I mean, he was about as good as they come. And I think Mike Huckabee ought to consider a career as a TV show host. I think he will do very well. He's an extremely likable, intelligent person. He ought to consider that as a potential career here as he awaits another opportunity to run for president. That'll give him a lot of exposure, and that doesn't hurt. I mean, he's gotten a lot of exposure already. But let me talk a couple of things about McCain, and then I want to get into the Clinton-Obama debate. One thing about debates, something about McCain, something happened today or yesterday, I don't remember exactly when it happened, I think it happened in Ohio, where John McCain was going to speak, and Billy Cunningham, now Billy Cunningham is a very successful radio host, and I like him a lot, by the way. I like Billy Cunningham a great deal. I used to listen to him out of Cincinnati. I used to pick up his signal late at night. He was a really good talk show host, a voice of conservatism, a very funny guy, a good man to listen to, and now I pick him up on Sunday nights. I think he's got a national show on Sunday nights. But Billy Cunningham, you know, sometimes he gets a little carried away, and apparently today or yesterday, whenever it was, at the McCain rally, he went after Barack Obama by saying two things that I believe are completely unnecessary. Number one, he talked about Barack Hussein Obama. And number two, he talked about all these alleged connections, all these contracts or real estate deals, whatever they are, between Barack Obama and that fellow in Chicago whose name I can't recall right now. I think his last name is Resco. And I'm not going to tell you that this is not going to be a problem for Barack Obama. It may very well become a problem, these contracts or some of this local stuff that he had done there. But I just don't think that we, as Republicans, should be talking about this. If there is information of this type, it'll come out. Believe me, it's going to come out. I know that everybody thinks the media is protecting Obama. They're not going to protect him for 8 months. We've got 8 months before this election, believe me. If there is any dirt, if there's any problem in Barack Obama's past, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. The American people will have a chance to look at it. The other thing is calling Barack Obama Barack Hussein Obama. I think that's a very bad idea. That's an extremely bad idea. This thing yesterday that the Clinton people did, releasing that photo, that's a very bad idea. That makes Barack Obama into a victim. And we don't want to do that. We want to debate Barack Obama head on the issues. I want to have a issue-oriented campaign in which Senator McCain and Barack Obama, if he's a nominee, and he's starting to look like the nominee, they're going to get on the stage and they're going to debate issues. And I believe in an issue debate that John McCain will win hands down. I mean, it won't even be close. John McCain will defeat Barack Obama on issues and on experience, on so many things, that we don't have to go to this type of campaigning that Billy Cunningham was doing. So I'm very, very happy that the John McCain campaign decided to criticize Billy Cunningham for saying things like that. We don't need to go there, Billy. I mean, you're great. I mean, you have a great show. I love listening to it. But we don't have to go there. We don't have to go there to win this election. We're going to win this election purely on the question of issues and experience and who's better prepared to be president of the United States. Now, let me say something else about McCain. There's a lot of talk about who should be the vice president, and I've been hearing all kinds of watching all kinds of reports. The media is really getting into it. There's a lot of talk about Governor Polanyi of Minnesota. I think he would be a very good choice. There's a lot of talk about Governor Stanford out of North Carolina or South Carolina. I think he would be a very good choice. Today I heard a little bit about Tom Ridge, former Governor Tom Ridge, who was also, by the way, the first Secretary of Homeland Security under President Bush. I think he would be an outstanding choice because he would bring two things to the campaign. Number one, the state of Pennsylvania, which is a very winnable state for John McCain. And number two, he's got that national security credential that I think will matter a great deal. So I think Tom Ridge would be an outstanding, an outstanding selection for vice president. I am still hoping that Mitt Romney gets it because I think Mitt Romney is the most complete vice presidential candidate. Mitt Romney can talk about the economy. He can talk about national security. He can put it all together, and he's very popular with conservatives. So I'm hoping that it's going to be Mitt Romney, but again, I don't get to make that choice. John McCain's going to have to make that choice, but I believe Mitt Romney would complement John McCain quite well. So I'm hoping that he will select Mitt Romney, although, as I said before, Tom Ridge is a heck of a selection. I had never thought about him before, but I've been hearing a lot more about him here in the last 24 hours. He would be a very good selection as vice president. Talking about John McCain, I don't know if you've noticed a couple of trends here. And again, it's insignificant in the sense that we're still 8 months away from the election. I mean, you know, people forget we're going to be doing this for another 8 months. There's a lot of time ahead of us. But it's interesting, I've seen a couple of polls now, the Rasmussen reports and the Gallup USA poll that came out today, showing McCain holding on to a pretty good lead against Hillary Clinton and starting now to move ahead of Barack Obama. You know, for quite some time, Barack Obama was ahead of McCain. Well, not in the last two polls. I know that there's a CBS poll that shows Barack Obama like 14 points ahead of McCain, but if you really look at that poll, and I don't have time to get into all the details, but Ed Morrissey over at Captain's Quarters did a really good analysis of that poll. That's not a very good poll. The sampling was not very fair, so I wouldn't put a lot of weight on that poll that shows Barack Obama up like 14 points. But I would put some weight on what Gallup is doing and what Rasmussen, because those are pollsters with a history of more consistent history, and they're both showing John McCain leading Barack Obama and, again, also consistently leading Hillary Clinton, which sort of ties me into the Clinton-Obama debate, which is coming up here in about 3 hours. I believe the big question for the Democrat superdelegates when they get together in August, the big question is going to be who is more electable. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Or is it going to be Barack Obama? And we don't know that. We don't know that. I mean, as of right now, you could argue that Barack Obama is more electable. But you don't know what's going to happen to Barack Obama here over the next 5 or 6 months. So I don't know. And I think that's going to be the big question when they get together. That also raises the possibility that they could go to a third person. There's some talk about Al Gore being drafted or becoming the candidate at the convention. That's another possibility. You could see that happen. You know, the candidates or the convention simply cannot decide, so they turn to Al Gore. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's one of those things that could happen, particularly if there is an electability question. But let's talk a little bit about this debate tonight, because I'm getting very frustrated with the media, and frustrated in the sense that I don't think that they are asking, the media is asking these Democrats substantial foreign policy questions. These Democrats' debates are becoming domestic debates. Now, obviously, the domestic issues are important, too. But the reality is that most of our presidents eventually get defined by foreign policy. And there are some very, very difficult foreign policy questions that these candidates are not being asked. Now, tonight, Tim Russert is going to be one of the moderators. I like Tim Russert. He has a good he always has a good knack for asking the tough questions. But I would really like to have a foreign policy debate in which Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama get into this whole question of Iraq and what they are going to do with Iraq. What are they going to do with Iran? What are they going to do with North Korea? Because all we hear from the Democrats is that they're going to withdraw the troops. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I would like to know how they're going to withdraw the troops. I would like to know what's going to happen with Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton if they show up in the White House next January and the commanders tell them, hey, you can't do that right now. I mean, the reality is that there's a lot of progress. There's a lot of good things happening in Iraq. And if we were to withdraw the troops prematurely, that whole thing could just fall apart. So I would like for Barack Obama and for Hillary Clinton tonight to get into a real foreign policy debate. Don't blame Bush. Don't tell me that in 2002 you didn't support the war. I want to hear what you're going to do now. And I want I really want these Democrat candidates to get nailed and to get fried on these foreign policy questions, because these are very relevant questions, and they're simply not talking about it. All they do is they have these long-winded domestic debates about health insurance and how much of a deductible you're going to have and how much your health insurance is going to cost and kids going to college and building bridges. I mean, all this kind of stuff is interesting, and I don't deny that it is important, but I don't believe is going to consume the majority of the next president's term. In fact, you may remember that Bill Clinton in 1992, when he ran for president, said that the first Bush was spending too much time on foreign affairs. And then he was consumed but with foreign affairs. The same thing happened to Jimmy Carter. He was going to be a domestic president and ended up being consumed and eventually destroyed by foreign affairs. So I really hope that we get into some very serious foreign policy issues tonight. The other thing that I would like to see these two candidates talk about is this whole question of free trade. The Democratic Party has become a party of purely bashing free trade, and bashing NAFTA has become extremely popular now in the Democratic Party, and I think that is totally unfair. It is totally unfair to blame NAFTA for some of the problems that that Ohio has. Ohio has been losing manufacturing jobs for a long time. Michigan has been losing manufacturing jobs. These states have been losing manufacturing jobs, and it's not because of NAFTA. If there had never been NAFTA, they would have lost manufacturing jobs, because these job losses have not really anything to do with NAFTA. They have to do with the economic policies that many of these industrial states, or the old industrial states, have been following, that is taxes and regulation, and simply not making themselves too attractive for investment. So I would like to see the candidates get away from this bashing of NAFTA and deal with some of the realities of our economy, which is that we're going to have to be more competitive in a globalized economy. We're going to have to compete, and we're going to have to find a way to compete without bashing free trade. Free trade is good for the United States. It opens up markets. And the only way we're going to survive as a country over the next 25 or 30 years is to be able to outcompete the other countries. We can be more productive. We can be better at whatever we produce. But the idea that we're going to start bashing NAFTA for everything and that everything is NAFTA's fault, I find that very troubling. I think that that is a very troubling sign within the Democratic Party, that the Democratic Party that, you know, this was the party that gave us NAFTA, after all. I mean, Bill Clinton was the one who signed NAFTA. It's all falling apart right now because the party's running away from free trade, and I don't think that's a very good thing. So those two things tonight I would really like to hear about: foreign policy and free trade, and where the Democratic Party wants to go in those two areas. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up. You know, the time has flown. Thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow we're going to have an analysis of the debate tonight. We'll see who beat each other up. But anyway, this is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Tuesday, February 26th. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.